April 2nd, 1977. After 10 previous albums, Fleetwood Mac finally achieved number one with their 11th studio album, Rumors, on this date in the classic rock calendar. A number one album, the biggest selling album of 1977, a string of top 40 hits, a massive tour, the Album of the Year Grammy in 1978, and it's all about what's going on behind the scenes with the band.
Also, you had three writers. So Stevie was writing songs, basically dialogues to me. I was basically writing dialogues to her. And Christine McVie was writing dialogues to John. So you could say that what we did beyond the music was really tap into the voyeur in the audience. People really were able to invest in us as people because they could see there was nothing to hide. Everyone knew that this was what was being written about. Songs, the subject matter was what we were living. And I think that there was an investment in not just the music, but in the people who made the music because of that.
What makes this album extra special is the fact that everybody's firing on all cylinders because there is so much passion in the music. There's Lindsey Buckingham's perfectionist production in the studio, and the music is just great and timeless. You can go your own way. 45 million copies sold, still one of the top 10 best-selling albums ever made. But it was on this date, April 2nd, 1977, that it reached number one, and it remained there for 31 weeks as we look back on Rumors in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox, first thing Fairfield County.
Sleep Number's new collections are designed to adapt to the changing nature of your life and your sleep needs. Whether it's the personalized comfort of the new Comfort Mode mattress, the targeted pressure relief of the Comfort Next mattress, or the Climate Collection that actively cools or warms to help you fall asleep and stay asleep.
And now, get early access to our biggest sale of the year. Save 25% on the new Comfort Next Luxe for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.